Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go back to Acts 2, and I think we can close somewhere around here. Are we still talking about the moving of the Spirit? How would we be? Well, where do we see Him moving? Read it again, Acts 2, 1, what? When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all what? They were all miffed at each other. They were bent out of shape. They're going through mediation. They were embroiled in doctrinal debate. Then you wouldn't have this story, no, would you? You think if they'd all been bickering and fussing and fighting, we'd have the same story? No, elsewise, why would he specifically say they were all in one place, and how were they? Now get this, we're going to be seeing this again and again. The definition of one accord is literally same mind. Same mind. They were thinking about the same things, which was God and the risen Savior and the Holy Ghost on the way. Right? And their priorities were the same. Nobody had something more important to do. They're hanging out here just like the Lord told them. And they're praying. Right? They're all on the same page, weren't they? Do you remember, what was it, Genesis 11 or so, when they were going to build the Tower of Babel? Is that what it, you remember that? And the Bible said they were all one language. They all spoke the same thing. And God said, because they were trying to do something apart from Him and away from Him, and He said, nothing that they've imagined will be restrained from them, because they're one. They are united in this thing. And He had to go down and change your languages. I think the devil learned something that day. He's not a creator. I think he saw that and figured out how he could use that and twist that around. He saw that if people are not together, they can't get it done. Did you hear me now? And so he has taken that and tried to pervert it and use it for his purposes to keep people separated. Now, I have not digressed. I'm telling you, if we want to see a strong move of the Spirit, we got to come in here and get on the same page. Don't we? You know, if everybody's forehead was a TV screen and you could see on it what they were thinking, it'd be a terrible distraction for us preachers. We like to imagine that everybody's with us. Oh, brother. The stuff that you would see on people's foreheads, they're thinking about everything under the sun. Everything from how somebody's dressed, or I had one lady come up to me after service one day. She said, you know, I couldn't get a thing out of your message today. I said, you couldn't? She said, no, you had a string on your pants. I looked down. It was a little bitty white string. I said, that? She said, yeah. So what's on her mind? A string. That's sad now, isn't it? Yeah, a little story I had one time, a lady come up to me after a message. Well, now, excuse me, before that, it was an interruption in the service. I had used a double negative for like the third time. And she was a teacher. And she yelled out in the service, oh, no. I just disrupted. I had to think, what am I doing here? What do you mean? What, oh, no? She said, that's a double negative. I said, a double what? What's her mind on? Huh? Grammar. grammar. Well, then it's not on God. If your mind's on a... Do you see what I'm painting a picture now? This one's mind's on a string. This one's mind's on a double negative. This one's mind's on fried chicken. This one's mind... is on what time does the restaurant close. This one's mind is on how long, much longer is he going to preach. And if you got that scattered over the whole bunch, do you have one accord?
No.
You got anything but. Instead of one accord, you got 1,000 accord. Everybody is in different places. Oh, but I've been in services. We've been in a few here where a few people begin to get on the same page, at least. Oh, but nothing like what we can. You can sense it. You can sense it when everybody begins to be of one mind, one accord, focused on God and on the same thing. You can sense the Holy Ghost presence begin to manifest and begin to come up. To be spiritual, you must develop powers of concentration. Any little thing distracts you and you let your mind wander all over the place and bounce off the walls, it's because you're a spiritual baby. Immature. You know, little ones' attention spans are about this long. Right? Well, you're not supposed to be a little infant spiritually. We're supposed to grow up. We're supposed to be able to check everything at the door and come in here and focus. And say, God, here we are. While we're here, we're yours. 100%. Our mind's on you. Our eyes are on you. Our ears are open to you. Our hearts are open to you. And you get a room full of people doing that. You think God won't show up? He won't manifest? He won't talk? He will. He will. We won't take the time to do it, but page after page, like we said a dozen times through here, one place. One mind, one accord, then you see miracles, signs, wonders. The house shook. God spoke. Missionaries, ministries launched. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God was talking and moving, and it was in this environment of one accord. Do you see this? Say it out loud. One mind, one accord. One place. Hallelujah. See, that ought to be one of the big reasons for us even coming to church. Right? I mean, a whole lot of stuff you can do at home by yourself, but this you can't do by yourself. Right? But it defeats the purpose of us gathering together if we're splintered. Our minds all over the place. All kind of things. Part of it's growing up. Developing and growing up. And we're, you know, as a church, we're just 3 years old. It's not all that old. But God's doing a quick work, how many would believe? And we can become focused. Now, these Friday nights are in transition. They're going to begin to change. Did you hear me now? We're not just talking about this. When we come and teach on wisdom, what do? We get wisdom. That was our last series. And when we come talk about the moving of the Spirit, what do we have? We have the moving of the Spirit. I hadn't taken the time to get into it, but we will as the Lord leads us. One thing you see them doing is praying in one accord. And praising in one accord. And sometimes it takes more than 5 or 10 minutes with that. Did you hear me? So, we come in here next Friday night and I hit my knees and go to praying up there. What do? Pray. What if I pray the whole time? Then we pray. And what are we looking for? All of us to get on the same page with God. Right? And when we do that, then the environment is right for Him to move. We may throw up our hands and start worshiping God. Worship God for an hour. What do? Stand around, look at your watch, and go, when's he going to teach? He may not. Right? Are you with me now? But see, we've got to overcome this splintered condition. Look at this one in closing. We'll read this one more. You're there in the second chapter. Look at the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter, verse 23. Being let go, they went to their own company. They had a place where they belonged, a family of believers. And they reported to the leaders all that the chief priests and elders had said. And when they heard that, they referring to who? That's the whole bunch. They did what? Lifted up what?
Their voice
to God. How?
In one accord.
With one accord. Now let's read that out loud together. Verse 24. They lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Now this ain't Deacon Brown leading prayer. Everybody lifted up their voice. Well, now, how can everybody be praying out loud at the same time and be in one accord? In your heart. You don't have to say exactly the same words, but your heart can be on the same page. Right? And they begin to pray. It tells part of their prayer. And they wound it up in verse 29 by saying, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, and stretch forth your hand to heal. Well, what if it's not his will? Man, they forgot to put that in there. And that signs and wonders would be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Was the Spirit moving?
Yes.
I reckon so. The building is a shaking. Are they having a moving of the Spirit around that place? Is he the same today? Has he changed? Has God's will changed? Has his ways changed? How did this start? Don't just look at the shaking. Back up. How did it start? How did it get there? They lifted up their voice in one accord, and they're praying. They say like a house of fire in there. Everybody, nobody's looking around. Nobody's eating popcorn in the back. Nobody's clipping their nails on the side. Nobody's chatting, you know, about something else. And listen, how many know it's not all right for youth to sit in the back and talk about stuff? Youth, well, they're just young. Well, they're too young to serve God. Everybody lifted their voice and prayed out loud to God, and God manifested himself in that place. Everybody in there knew the Spirit of God is real and moving.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Amen? Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Give me